feel like I should have added in another one, but this is the kind of Ramban that I'm really doing just because, like, I was doing Parsha this year, not this week, when we were talking about Chet HaEgel. I think Kisisa. I think it's where I saw the Ramban's, like, there's an expression in Hebrew, like, Nafal HaSimon, which means, like, something clicked. I don't know why that's expressed. I guess because you used to pay for a call and like, a payphone, you put in an asimon, which is, like, some sort of, like, token. I get Nafal HaSimon, I guess, means, like, oh, then it went through, now you can make your call. So, like, something, like, went through. Like, everything I've known about the Bechoros has just, like, since preschool is wrong, according to the Ramban. Okay? So, we'll have to discuss. Is there, like, a main big point? I'm not sure. There might be, but there might not be. I'm also not even sure I know what's going on. So, that's why, it's like, you have to figure out, like 10 different Rambans and how, are they really all agreeing with each other? And if so, how do they all fit in? Are they seeing different shatim? And therefore, you know, okay, the different possibilities. There's a lot going on over here. There's a lot going on. So, it says over here, it says, this has the, do you remember if I use this one also? This one has a psukim as well. It says over here, yeah, we got these now.
Is that 12 volume?
Is that right? Oh. By the Rosh Hashem Moshe Lemor, Kachas Halavim, Tachas Kol Bechor Bevnei Yisrael, Ves Be'emas Halavim, Tachas Behem Tom, Vayuli Halavim, Ani Hashem. There's a lot, this whole small parsha of the Bechoros, or Bechorim, I don't even know grammatically, sometimes it's one, sometimes it's the other, and the Levium, there's a lot to discuss there in terms of statistics, in terms of population growth. No, we're not touching upon that, although there are interesting Rambans about that also. I want to talk about just the following basic. Look at the first Ramban we have here. Gimel Mehei. Tachas kol b'chor b'vnei Yisrael. Hinei ha-b'chorim. I read it as like bikurim, but that's not right. Hinei ha-b'chorim niskadshu lios l'ashem me'is shetziva kadesh li kol b'chor b'vnei Yisrael ba'adam. Okay, so the b'chorim have been holy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the time when Hashem said, sanctify all the b'chor b'vnei Yisrael. When did that happen? What was the context of that? And above, right, the Makas Bechoros, and the idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you people were saved, and you have to thank Hashem, or you were set aside, because you were saved to be set aside for Hashem. Hayu Bechorim Rabim B'Yisrael. V'lo Nafdu Adhena. Right, they didn't have Pidyon HaBen until now. Shadain Lo Nemar Lemi Yeh HaPidyon. Because it wasn't said yet who they should give the Pidyon to. Meaning they were told to be holy. Okay, but they weren't told who to give the Pidyon to. So if I would ask you before we continue, what does it mean they were holy? They were holy Legabe what? What does it mean they were holy? Now that's your question. Why, what do you mean they were holy? They were like the Kohanim, right? Actually, I want to look at the Ramban. There's like another thing. Okay, fine. At this moment, the Kohanim are Kadosh. So this line bothers me in the Ramban, as we'll see. I'm not sure. L'chora, you can't take this line kipshuto. Meaning, you could say one of two things. You could say, l'chora, what's wrong, which would make it easy for me, is if he says, kiyatu shneskachu halavim. But that's clearly not what he means. He means Kohanim. You can't say he means the Kohanim were neskachu achsha, because I think all these other Rambans we're going to see, the Kohanim were neskachu in the Yimei Amiluim of the Mishkan. It could be he means like now, like ata meaning in the past month, because now this is happening. I think Perek Gimel is happening. Bashanah hashenis bachodesh hasheni. So we're now in Iyar, and I think the Chanukah Samishkan was in Nisan, and it could even be according to the Ramban, the Chanukah Samishkan was like the first week of Nisan, not even like the week leading into Nisan. Lamaisa, it could be he means there were niskadshu now within these past few weeks, but I don't think he means mamish now, because it just seems impossible to say that based on the other Rambans. And I saw in the Tuv Yerushalayim. Somebody's got the Tuv Yerushalayim Ramban. So he says, Niskachu Ata means, I think he means like in the past month. I think that's what he says there. No, it's not that one. Anyway, but we'll just go with that for now. Because you don't even know what's bothering me so much about this, because you haven't seen the Rambans. Yadush Niskachu Akohanim, Vadayin Lo Nitztabu, Vadnos HaKahuna. We haven't yet been beginning with the mitzvah of giving, of generally kind of giving Matanos to Kahuna. So I guess nobody knew, like the Bechoros, or Bechorim, were Kedoshim, but nobody knew what to do with that. They were just stam holy. So what does that mean? There's some stam. So you look at the footnote in Merm's Ramban, Ayin Aleph. Kolomar, shlohayu bevachoros mitzvos miyuchados. There wasn't any particular mitzvah they were supposed to be doing. Elahaya bem kedusha levad kitziv Hashem. All it meant was that they were holy. I didn't even know what that means either. Meaning, they were supposed to be like they have certain chumras upon themselves. Were they supposed to be viewed as like the manhigim haruchanim? Like, I don't know exactly what it means, but they just had kiddush stam. V'yitachin, it says, it's possible. Shaisa behem avodas hakarbanos k'divrei Rabbeinu. It's possible. We're going to see this is not the Ramban's pshat. The Ramban's pshat is that the bechoros did not do the avoda. So it's possible they did the avoda. Like Chazal, we'll see other Ramban's. I think that's his like drash, and his pshat is that they didn't do the avoda. That's like already like the statistical one, but we're not getting into this right now. I think it can't be that all these were born in that first year, because again, we're now in the beginning of the second year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, a year and a month after Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he says we are going to have 22,000, was it? Bechorim, Bechoros, now it's confusing me. Those weren't all born in 1 year. Kilonis Rabu Ha'am Sham Kol Kach, they didn't grow so much. Ra Kol Bechorim Asher Hayu Bishrol Nimnu, it means all the ones that, even until then. Okay, this is interesting for statistics, but this is not for now. Fine. If you look at the next Ramban on the sheet, that's the Ramban in Korach. I'm not even sure if there's a proper rhyme or reason to the Rambans on the sheet, but we tried to have some sort of order. So he says, this is the Ramban by Korach. The Haminyan B'makom Hazeh, what's this? No, this is a mistake. You're starting your test. V'tam v'yakel aleim Korach es kol ha'eda. What does it mean that Korach and the entire congregation gathered against Moshe and Aaron? Es gedolei ha'am hanodim tami l'chesach ha'amoed o b'chure kol Yisrael harim la'avoda. Okay? So what does it mean the whole Am came? The kol ha'eda? It could mean the leaders. It could mean the b'choros. V'lo'iskir ha'am k'mo b'egel b'mragam k'ilo y'kol Yisrael ha'yamer v'achalasam k'rega. Fine. V'kol zeh she'iskarti al ha'b'chorim. When I mentioned that when it says in the pasuk by Korach, that it says, right, it's kol ha'eda, that's referring to the b'chorim, kol derech rabosin. It's based on the medrash, omrim ki avoda isa l'b'choros. That until the point where the Levim and Kohanim took over, the avoda was done by the b'chor. Aval derech ha'pshat, ha'yu kol Yisrael t'chila ru'uyim la'avodas ha'karbanos. At the beginning, until the Sheva Levi was chosen, all of Chal Yisrael could do the avoda. Nothing unique about the b'chor. Because there's that Baharaya, until the Beis HaMikdash was built, not really Adayom Hazeh, but if you had a stama, you wanted to have a backyard bama, so you're allowed to have anybody do the avoda. That's what it was until the Mishkan was built. And then Aaron was chosen to do that avoda. And Korach was upset. He says, how come you chose Aaron to do the avoda? So according to the Ramban, he's taking the Korach rejecting Kipshuta, because it's always strange. Like, you call Eda Kulam Kedoshim, and therefore what? Let Levim do the Avoda? Like, what was Korach's argument? Says the Ramban, no. Korach's argument was that everybody should be able to do the Avoda. That's what it was pre the choice of the Levim, of the Kohanim. And we should go back to that. Everybody can do the Avoda. Okay. So what did I mean before, Nafali Ha'asimon? Like something like clicked with me. If I had to ask you guys, why, again, according to the Ramban, it's going to have to be different, because he says that pre-Kohanim it was not the Bechorim, Bechoros. But why, according to Rashi, according to Chazal, were the Kohanim, why did they replace the Bechoros? What happened? What changed? Chedega. Okay? So what I realized this year was that there's a fundamental machlokes between Ramban and many of the other Mefarshim as to when Chedega took place. Right? According to Chazal and according to Rashi, Cheta Egel took place before the Tzivui of the Mishkan. Right? So then it makes sense. You could have this Medrash, which will say that even though Lefi Seder HaParshios, we have the Tzivui of the Mishkan, and then we have Cheta Egel, but according to Alibad Emes, according to the history, there was Cheta Egel. And as a result of that, you could even say there was a Tzivui of the Mishkan. And then you could also say that the reason why the Kohanim were chosen was the result of Chet HaEgel. But the way the Ramban reads the Parshios Keseder, everything falls away. And you can't say that. Because the way the Ramban reads the Parshios, you have the Tzivui HaMishkan, you have the Tzivui of the Bigvei Kehuna and Aaron Ubanav are going to be doing this. Then you have Chet HaEgel. So you can't say that Aaron and Banav were chosen because of Chet HaEgel. So then why were they chosen? Or what's the deal with the Bechor? So part of this whole puzzle, which I'm trying to fit all the pieces together, is that the Ramban is telling us that that whole perspective is wrong. That Kodem Chet HaEgel B'shas Matan Torah, when Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the tzivui of the Mishkan, before any, not in the context of any sort of chait or anything, just this lichat chila plan of having a Mishkan and having an avoda, the lichat chila plan was the Kohanim and maybe also Levi, Sheva Levi, are going to be part of that avoda. Maybe only the Kohanim and Levi was added later. But the tzivui was given lichat chila that Aaron and Banav are going to be the Kohanim. And the Bechor were never part of this picture. They're never lichat chila part of this plan. But according to the Rabban, you have to understand what it means. What does it mean they were Kadosh? That's what the Ramban says here. It doesn't mean they had any particular mitzvos or any particular abilities. They're just considered holy, and they're just waiting. They're waiting for somebody to give their pidyon to. That's what the Ramban was. There's no onish. There's no yiridas hamadrega of the bechor. It was just that, just like you wouldn't say that the bechor of the chamor or of the behema tahora is like kadosh for avoda. And therefore, you have to be poded. No, it just means that a certain madrega, Hashem saved them in Yitzias Mitzrayim, or just gave them a certain kedusha inherently, whatever it is. And keneged that kedusha, you have to be poded, but that has no shaychus to the avoda. So too, the Ramban would say the kedusha of the bechor adam, nothing to do with the avoda. This had a certain madrega of kedusha, and then you have to be poded. That's like why that is. I don't know. But that's nothing to do with the avoda in the Mishkan. Okay. Wow. Isn't this changing everything? It's very very unsettling. So the right. If you look at the short Ramban next, Vayikra Chespes, again, he doesn't like say this all like explicitly, but he says if you like have like the whole Seder Advarim in your head, that's what comes out very clearly. So he says over here, Valdara Chayashar, right, this is now him disagreeing with Rashi, which is based on Chazal, about the Seder Advarim Bechet Egel. Valdara Chayashar, Nitzava Moshe B'melechas HaMishkan Kodim L'masa Egel. The Pasha Pshat is that Moshe was given the Sivoi Kodim the Egel, Kodim Chet Egel. There's this L'chadchila planet having a Mishkan. Ukesh Nisrat Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yivticho Sheyishra Shechinaso B'socham. And then there was Tzivui HaMishkan. And then there was Chet Egel. And then Lechora, all bets were off. And then and Moshe Rabbeinu pleads to Hashem, and Hashem says, fine, I'll continue with the original plan. Yada me'atz Moshe mitzvas hamishkan b'makoma omedes. Then Moshe Rabbeinu understood that, okay, we're going back to the original plan of having the Mishkan. V'tzivul Yisrael alek Moshe perashi v'parshas v'yakav achrei sheishlimu hamalach ha'nemar lo v'parshas v'yom ha'chodesh ha'rishon mecha l'chodesh takim es ha'mishkan omoed sham nemar lo v'krav tes aron ves banav v'ne yada shegam aron u'banav b'ma'alasan u'v'chibasam l'fnei ha'makom. Meaning, if you understand what that line means, he knew that he has to command Aaron u'banav again. They're going to be doing the avodah, not because anything changed after Chet Ha'egel, because he understood they are now still with that chiba they had Hashem had for them originally. If you look at the footnotes also of some of these Mefarshei Ramban, you'll see I think that's what comes out. He's not saying anything changed post Chet Egel. We're having another tzivoy to Aaron and Bana post Chet Egel just to let them know, yeah, Hashem forgave, Kal Yisrael forgave Aaron for his role in the Egel, and therefore everybody is back to where they were originally. There is one pasuk the Ramban has to deal with, okay? We're not going to read this next one in Dvarim, although it's also important for this whole puzzle. But it says nobody has a full Tanakh here, do they? Because it says there's a pasuk in This is like detective work now for the Ramban, and this is like interesting. It's definitely not my regular style. There's a question for this whole Mahalakh of the Ramban. What's that question? Which the Chora is a good piece of evidence to Rashi and that Mahalach. So if you look at Shemos Lamed Beis Chavtes, so it says over there, I really hope it's over there. Rabbi Bayasu Bnei Levi Kidvar Moshe Vayipol Mena Am Yomahu Kishloshes Alfe Ish. And Bnei Levi did as Moshe commanded, and they killed on that day by Chet Egel 3,000 people. Vayomer Moshe Milu Yedchem Ayom La Hashem. Your hands are filled today for Hashem. Because you fought against your son, your sons and your brothers. To give you the bracha today. What is this pasuk saying according to the Ramban? According to Rashi, this is the pasuk. Today you were chosen. Your hands are going to be filled with the avoda because of what you did. For the Ramban, what's this pasuk saying? What is this pasuk telling them? That changed because of Chet Ha'egel. So if you look at the Ramban over there, right, the Rashi says over there, just at the end of the first sheet, right, Milu Yedchem Atem Ha'orgim Osam B'davar Zeh, Tischan Chu, Reish, I guess it's just extra. Lios Kohanim Limakom, right? Because this, you're going to be chosen to be the Kohanim. Kish Mikam, right? Fine. So we'll get the Ramban over there. Okay, I'm going to go to the second paragraph here in my sheet. Vine, sorry. Vanachon Beloshon milu yadayim b'torah shu lashon shleimus. So says the Ramban, Rashi has a whole pshat that milu yedchem is something to do with like filling your hand. It means getting like a glove, because like that was the minug that when somebody got a certain role, he was given a glove from like the king or from the governor, or whatever. So Ramban's like ma'akesher. So the Torah is using the lashon of milu yadayim because of what the non-Jews do, and he says the whole thing is actually interesting. Ramban, he says the whole thing is actually a mistake of how they understood the psukim by Boaz in Rus about what's it called, about kin chalipin, whatever. Okay, vanachon b'lashon milu yadayim, says the Ramban, but Torah shu lashon shleimos. What it means is that your hands will be filled. I mean, you'll be a certain completion, certain shleimos. Ki lashon ki malu yamai. I forget which of the avos that was. Uve melos hayomim ha'ele. Right, melos means a certain completion. Ad yom melos, by the yoledes. Hashlimam, when something is completed. Chin kesef malay, michir shalem. I guess maybe the uncle listener, I don't know. Vatam ki hazar asher lo tosig yado b'taharas l'akriv korban. If you have somebody who's a non-Kohen, or somebody a non-Oved, the Avoda, whose hand is not able, because he didn't reach the level of Tahara to do the Avoda, or la'avodah ha'malchus, or it's just somebody can't be the king's servant. His hand is lacking in that Avoda. When he's able to do that thing, now his hand is complete. Okay, so that's what it means here. Right now, your hands are complete today. Ki ish bivno uvi achiv avadetem oso. I think, again, this line is a little bit mysterious, but I think what the Ramban is saying is that we're not saying that the Levim, the Kohanim, got the ability to do the avodat chetega. What they're saying is your hands are now complete because you've now, through your hands, done the gamut of all possible avodos. Meaning, until now, you had the ability to do the avoda in the Mishkan, but now you've used that same hand to do the avoda of zealotry for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So your hands are now complete. I mean, to say you've shown Hashem that you're shalem in all of your, you're using all of your midos to serve Hashem, both the prettier midos and also the more dangerous midos of kanos. I think that's what the Ramban's saying. Or you could say it means they're chosen for the Mishkan based on the drash of Chazal that again they're switching the Bechoros. But I think the pshat says the Ramban. Again, we'll conclude with this last Ramban over here, where he says again, I think he says there is this possibility, I'm leaving open the possibility that Levim are replacing the Bechoros, but I think the pshat is that that's not the case. The Ramban says over here, right, Narei B'nai Yisrael, this is by the Matan Torah. Heim ha-bechoros k'divrei onklos. Who are these Narei B'nai Yisrael who are doing the avoda by Matan Torah? Those are the bechoros. Kim ha-ma'alim ha-olos va-ashlam, and they're offering the korbanos. Lo yadati lami yichnei ha-bechoros b'lashon Narei. I don't know if that's the case, why we're referring to them as Narei. Ulai b'avur shizkir ha-zkeinim shem ha-tzilei B'nai Yisrael kar bechoros Narei. Maybe because the zkeinim are old, so we're calling them young. Kim na'arim k'negdam. Yirmos k'ilo b'avur ma'alosim b'chachma ba-ba-ba-ba. Okay, b'alderech ha-pshat. Narei b'nei Yisrael, heim b'chure Yisrael. It just means the young men. Nothing to do with b'chur. Shelo tamu tam chet. Meaning people who didn't reach physical maturity yet or something like that. Or I don't know. Whatever. People who are very, like, the pure, like, innocent little kids. Shelo nikshu al isha me'olam. They never approached a woman. Kiem ha'nifcharim ba'am v'akadosh ha'am. Those are the people who are appropriate to be these, the shlichei tzibur. Kinin sha'amru asirin b'chure Yisrael shelo tamu tam chet litin reach kelevanon. Okay, I don't know. You can see the Gemara there. Okay, fine. But what comes out of all these Rambans, I think, is that it's complicated because sometimes he's like trying to fit the psukim in according to Chazal. But I think the thread that runs through all these Rambans is that the Ramban is saying that the lichatchila plan was that Aaron and Ubanav are going to be the Kohanim. That was the lichatchila plan. The lichatchila plan was that the Bechoros were not going to do the Avoda. What we don't know, some open questions for the Ramban is, why did Hashem choose Aaron and Ubanav to be the Kohanim? I don't think he explains that. Because again, it's according to the Ramban, the Pshat is not because of Cheta Ego. It just was, that was the plan of Chathchila. Also, what's not so clear is, what was the idea of choosing the Bechoros in the first place? Like, what was their plan? L'choro, you have to say for the Ramban, the idea of choosing the Bechor, but just to show that Hashem saved them, they have a certain Hatzala, they have to have a certain Akar Sof to Hashem, and they have to show them that they were set, they should have not been able to kind of be part of our world, because they didn't deserve to be in our world because of Makas Bechoros. They have to then show Hashem that they're buying Kilu back their rights to live by Pidgin Aben. But it's not like, that's not Pidgin Aben from the Avoda, Pidgin Aben from something else. Yeah, you want to say something or no? I said it well.
Very well.
Okay, thank you. So, and then but we have to say, for the Kohanim, l'chora the Pashat that the Ramban will say, is that why were the Kohanim chosen? Because the Kohanim are Chesed Elyon, because they're just like the Narei B'nei Yisrael, the Ramban just said now, they're appropriate to be the Shlichei Tzibur because they're so pure. So Aaron HaKohen was known as a tzaddik. He was known as somebody, Oyev Shalom, Barodev Shalom. He was known as somebody from the time we know him from pre the choice of Moshe Rabbeinu, that somebody who's Vara V'Samach B'Libo, and somebody who, and the Ramban says Sheva Levi, in this week's parsha, Ramban says Sheva Levi was always like a very holy nation. Maybe they weren't part of the Shibud, and they were like the people who were always focusing on Avodas Hashem. So they were the proper choice to be the Kohanim. I mean, there's no surprises. Not like somebody else was supposed to be. No, of course, Aaron was supposed to be the Kohen. Because why was Moshe chosen? There's no chet ego why Moshe was chosen, because he's part of Sheva Levi. He's appropriate to be the manig of Am Yisrael, and Aaron was appropriate to be the leader of the people doing the avodah, to be the proper shlichei tzibur. So this Ramban, I think, also just gets to the idea. I feel like I've talked about this not with you guys, maybe in the past, about the two models of the Mishkan for Rashi versus the Ramban. I mean, if the Mishkan is kind of response to Chet HaEgel or not, or if it was L'chatchila plan, and how that fits into the idea of how the Avodah is supposed to be done. But it could be, according to Rashi, the L'chatchila Avodah, meaning if the Mishkan is only because of Chet HaEgel, L'chatchila Avodah was supposed to be everybody's supposed to be doing the Avodah. Or at least the Bechoros are supposed to be doing the Avodah. All families are doing the Avodah. And then as a result of that, so it's only the Kohanim. Or for the Ramban. No, the Chachila is supposed to be the Kohanim. But what can we see from that? I think just like the Ramban says, pre-Matan Torah, pre-Mishkan, everybody could do the Avodah. Everybody could do the Avodah. And then post-Matan Torah, post-Mishkan, only the Kohanim. So I think one can learn from that. There's two approaches to how one should be serving Hashem. There's the approach that we believe. Anybody read Halachic Man? Rav Soloveitchik definitely discusses this. The idea that we believe that every single Jew, as simple as he is, or as prominent as he is, has the equal ability to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody has the ability to serve Hashem, to daven to Hashem, to beseech Hashem for whatever troubles him, and you shouldn't feel like you need an intermediary to do that for you. We believe in that everybody has equal access to Hashem. At the same time, though, even though that's true, we also believe that there are certain people who have climbed the ladder of Avodas Hashem more than others. I mean, there are certain people who have more zchuyos, or have more proper kavanos, or have more pure souls. And therefore, if you want to have a shlich tzibur for all of Klal Yisrael in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, it makes sense that the people that should be chosen are the ones who are the most appropriate representatives, the most people who are going to be the most effective for all of Klal Yisrael. So I feel like these two ideas of pre-Mishkan and post-Mishkan are also just stomped true. Everybody has to feel like everybody has the ability to approach Hashem, to talk to Hashem, to ask Hashem for forgiveness. Also, people should feel like sometimes if you need somebody to be guiding you or advising you or just stomp, maybe giving you Musar, we're not all created equal. Or maybe we are all created equal. We're not all equal, Lamaisa. There are certain people who are better equipped to do that, who have a better, clear perspective, who have a pure perspective on things, clear vision of things. And therefore, these two things are both true. We have to always feel like we ourselves have to do what we're supposed to be doing and work on ourselves, but also feel like we have this certain anivos to realize that we don't always have the perfect perspective on everything. We need to get advice from people greater than us and be inspired by people greater than us. Okay. Adkan. Thank you.